This is Galesburg's Evening News on WGIL. I'm Will Stevenson. Thanks for joining us tonight. You heard earlier today on our news on WGIL that Randy Hovind, who is a battalion chief and the Galesburg Fire Marshal, will become officially next week the new Galesburg Fire Chief. And we have the first chance to talk to him here tonight as he's in the studio. Congratulations.
Will, thanks for having me come in today.
I'm going to start by asking you a question I asked when Russ Idle became police chief. I can't imagine that when you first become a firefighter and you're taking the job that that your ultimate goal is to be a fire chief. Was that kind of the case for you?
I never thought that I would be in the position I am right now. So, yeah, no, 20 years ago when I came on as a firefighter, I was pretty excited just to be a firefighter, you know,
yeah,
City of Galesburg and have a chance to do that. And, I mean, I knew I had some long-term goals, but this wasn't one of them.
That's for sure. But so what, that said, what made you interested in moving up the ranks, if you will?
You know, your career kind of takes a path, and I don't even know really how to explain it. I think everybody's just like that.
I've gone through the same thing. I can.
We were just talking about that, weren't we? And so, you know, captain and then battalion chief. And then once I made the battalion chief spot and the fire marshal spot, retired Chief Tom Simpkins kind of started talking to me about it. I thought, you know, past that, past where I was at that point. And I kind of had, but it really was in the back of my mind. You know, I'd went and got the fire science degree at Western. It's been about 10 years ago I got that degree. And,
okay,
and so I knew that was going to help me. And so really it was just kind of being in the right place at the right time. So probably about 4 years ago is when I really started.
There you go.
Planning for it.
Let me back up. You said you've been a firefighter for 20 some years now. What made you want to go down that path?
Yeah, it took me three times to get on. I had a test.
Yeah,
yeah, I was tenacious at it. A couple of my really good friends, closest friends, Brad Stevenson and Todd Peterson, who just recently retired. At that time, you know, Brad had he had a powerlifting team, and we were working out and lifting together and competing together, and so it kind of dropped the bug in my ear. Then this would have been, it was the early 90s, mm-hmm, not too long after I graduated from Bradley University. And so, like I said, I had to test three times. I died in the top of the list twice, and then the third time I stayed at the top of the list and got hired on March 1st of 99.
That, I imagine that can be a pretty frustrating thing, right? Going back to the beginning, knowing that that you didn't really make the list the first couple of times?
Well, I was number five the first time. And
but
they hired
number one in our hearts.
The first well, thank you, Will. I feel the same about you.
Aw, shucks. That makes one of us.
I was number five, and they'd hired the first four. And then the second time I had tested, I had got number one, but I didn't have the military experience. And a couple good firefighters, one of them's a captain now, they did. And so that had moved me back to number three. Well, they had got on, so I died at the top of that list. So I went ahead and tested again, and I was at the top of that list. And then I got on pretty shortly after that.
Seems to me that might lead to a pretty big misnomer, right? That that you could just go in and become a firefighter just like that. But it really kind of requires, one, that college degree you got, and two, an incredible amount of training, I imagine.
They sent us down to the academy in Champaign, and it is extensive training. I mean, you will fight more fires at that academy than you do, and it's a great school. I mean, we send all of our new recruits down there. So it does take a special person to do it, you know, and once you get through that, then we prefer that they have EMT, but we do send them to school for that too, to get your EMT basic. So in my case, I didn't have it. I ended up going to Carl Sandburg and getting that degree in my first year. And
mm-hmm. Do you think that deters people from wanting to become firefighters going through all that training and education? Or do you think that maybe riles more people up to get them into it?
Oh, you know, I'm not sure. I've noticed through the years, every year we do have our testing, it has dropped off a little bit from what it was. And I couldn't tell you off the top. It was around 50 this last time is all we had for candidates to come out and test. And when I had tested, we were getting upwards of 120 each list. So I'm sure a lot of people don't want to, you know, like I said, it takes a special person. There's a lot of people that don't want to deal with some of the things that we do see. And like, I know there's people that have said they didn't want to do this because of the heights. You know, one of the things you have to do is climb a 100-foot ladder.
I'm terrified of heights. And, I would never be able to do that.
You know, honestly, I was too before. I did not like heights before I got on the department. And so they cure you that real, you get over that real quick when you go to academy.
I don't know I'd be able to get
You'd
over that.
You'd be fantastic at it.
Again, that makes one of us that might think that way. is there anything that can be done then to kind of get more people interested in becoming firefighters? And I imagine that's probably something that the fire department is going to have to deal with pretty seriously now, as I imagine, you know, there have been some retirements, and I imagine there might be more in the future, that you probably want to have more people than not on the list ready to go if necessary, right?
Well, we do have a good list, but I'll tell you something that I've been looking at, and I actually had brought this up during my interviewing process, and I'd want to call it my 5-year plan, is the IAFF, the International Association of Firefighters, had put out a study called the Diversity Initiative. And so about diversifying the fire service, and it's nationwide. We just haven't really done a good job of it. So something that I really want to look at and work with the city and work with the union, there's different ways of reaching out to sections of people and get them to come in and really try to diversify the fire service. And it's something that I feel extremely strongly about. I feel very strongly about. And I'd like to get started on that as soon as I can.
Speaking of getting started on things as soon as you can, the city budget process is about to probably be complete here. Is that something you have to deal with now? Or?
I will in the future. Tom and the city manager and the city council already sat down and hammered that out. So that should be, I think it's going through here pretty quick. Yeah. And then the next time it'll be my responsibility.
Talk a little bit about other things that may be tops on your to-do list once you officially take over.
Well, I mean, like anybody, you know, you always have ideas of things that you'd like to change and see different. And kind of like we were just talking before we were on the air, these are things just internally in our department. Maybe it's restructuring some different roles. I don't want to get into it too much, but sure. We've got some retirements coming up. And our battalion chief list has expired. So we've got some guys that want to fill that spot. Yeah. So we're going to rotate some guys, and we're going to move some guys around, probably just putting different personnel in the right spots and as we see changes come up.
What other challenges do you see in the future?
Every day you strive to change things that you see. We always want to improve our job. I got to tell you, I'm really – We have a great fire department.
Yeah,
I mean, I'm sure everybody says that. I'm sure everybody in their city say, oh, we've got a great fire. But we really – you don't realize how – unless you're in and see the training that we do, and we go to other departments and see what they do and they don't do, the leadership that we've had through the years has done a really, really good job of structuring. And we're going back, you know, several fire chiefs past the two that I worked for, John Craddy and Tom Simpkins.
Yeah.
They've handed off a very, really good fire department. And we got some great guys. You've got some hardworking guys. And we're constantly striving to make things better and make changes and improve as much as we can.
Have you talked to either Chief Craddy or Chief Simpkins since
Tom came in this morning. He hasn't shaved in about – he kind of looked like a mountain man, so I didn't hardly recognize
that
him.
That didn't take long.
I haven't had a chance to talk to John yet, but I think they sent me an email. I've got a long list of emails I got to get through today, so –
Well, I'm glad you responded to mine at least.
Well, you're number one, like you said, number one in my heart.
Yeah, well, gosh, I could cry if I had feelings. So you take over next week. I imagine you've been probably, in addition to having to respond to a bunch of emails, I imagine this has probably been a pretty hectic, nerve-wracking time for you.
It has. Like I said, I didn't sleep a lot last night. I woke up wide awake. I thought about calling you at 4 o'clock in the morning. See if you were up.
I woke up at 4 o'clock.
Woke up at 4 o'clock wide awake with a lot of just knowing, you know, a lot of ideas going through my head, and I'll be getting together here with, Interim Chief Brad Stevenson, and forging ahead with our with our staff and talking about the changes, and we're ready to hit the ground running.
Brad's probably been doing a pretty good job in the interim, I imagine.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. I was afraid they might just say, forget it. We're going to stick with Brad.
We change our mind.
So, no, he actually would make a fantastic fire chief. But he's got a few years left, and it wasn't something that interested him. So,
So before I talk to you, before I wrap up this interview, and as I talk to you one last time as a fire marshal here officially, since we last talked a few weeks ago regarding some things regarding space heaters and things like that this time of year, are there any other concerns that are coming up and that you've had to deal with?
So far, we've been really lucky fire-wise. And the main thing is as we get into the colder seasons, make sure that there's been a ton of furnace. Matter of fact, ours at work, we've got to have our thermostats replaced. The guys have been sleeping up it's been about like 30 degrees upstairs in the dorm room. Oh yeah, it's been, but there's been so many of that, with the weather coming on so strong. Just make sure with your furnaces that you've got them, maintained. Maybe have them come in and have them serviced, get your filters changed. Space heaters. I mean, we talked about that. That's a big one. Make sure there's distance around your space heaters, at least 3 feet. Don't leave them on overnight. Don't mm-hmm. leave them on when you're not home. Be sure you keep blankets and stuff away from them. With the Christmas trees, as we get into the Christmas season,
keep them watered.
Keep them watered. Be sure that you turn those lights off if you're not there, if it's a real tree. The NFPA, and I'm guilty. I love a real tree. My boys love a real tree, and I get one every year. I keep it watered, keep an eye on it, turn the lights off when you're not home. It's best to get an artificial tree, though. I mean, those are the safest.
I was going to say, should I continue to water my artificial tree? Will that help?
Well,
Wait a minute.
Maybe we should talk about that at another time.
when we have my therapist on the show sometime soon.
As we get close to Thanksgiving, make sure if you're frying, I know a lot of people like to fry their turkeys now, and make sure that's in a good spot away from, preferably have it outside if you have one of those. I know that we had a fire a few years back that happened. And it's something we see in other communities too. So, any lit candles, if you like those, which we do discourage against, but be sure that they're put in an area not close to any kind of combustibles, and you keep an eye on those around children as well.
Keep an eye on the things you're cooking and whatnot inside too.
Exactly.
All right. Randy Hovind, about to become Galesburg Fire Chief, at least as of next Friday. Thanks so much again for coming in. Congratulations to you, and thanks as always for everything you and the fire department do for our community.
Well, thanks for having me come in, and I look forward to talking to you in the future about your artificial tree with water.
Well, that won't be on the air. Stay tuned. We will have business news and sports coming up, and when we come back in our next half hour as well at 5:40, Medicare Part D, VNA can help you with that. That's all coming up on this Thursday night at Galesburg's Evening News.